Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. 8:30 here on a Monday morning. 26 degrees at 8:30. Hazardous driving conditions across south central Kansas. Rain, snow, drizzle today. Possible accumulation of 1 to 2 inches. We have a winter weather advisory through tonight. Forecast says Wichita's high temperature may not reach 30 degrees today. Most of the schools in the area closed. Wichita public schools are open, but Catholic schools are closed. Newman University, Friends University, no classes today. Gasoline prices continue to fall in the United States. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says
there's been a drop of 3 cents per gallon nationally for regular grade in the past 2 weeks. The new average is 222. And the same causes of price decline since September 11 recently do continue and might be accentuated this year. We may have a substantially bigger drop in demand than we accounted for.
The lowest average price per gallon is in Houston at $1.77 a gallon. The high is in San Francisco at $3.35. President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, one vote away from a seat on the bench.
51 Senate Republicans voted to block a Democratic filibuster and set up a final confirmation vote on Judge Amy Coney Barrett by the end of Monday.
This is something to really be proud of and to feel good about.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told his Republican colleagues they're making an important contribution to the future of the country. Democrats have objected to every step of the process, arguing it is unprecedented to take up a Supreme Court nominee so close to a presidential election. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Kansas Highway Patrol says a 60-year-old Wichita man died when his truck was struck by a train near Udall. The patrol says Mike Sainzavath died in the collision Saturday. The patrol says Sainzavath failed to yield at a railroad crossing before his truck was hit by an oncoming train. A passenger in the pickup was seriously injured. He was taken to a hospital in Wichita. Operators of the train not injured. Sedgwick County Republican Party has called for the resignation of three lawmakers involved in a false attack ad and resulting lawsuits.
In a social media post Saturday afternoon, the group says that recent events involving Sedgwick County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell, Kansas Representative Michael Capps, and Wichita City Council member James Clendenin reveal, quote, malicious and dishonest actions. Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple filed a lawsuit against the three men and Matthew Colburn, claiming defamation by helping to create a false attack ad against him in his run for mayor in 2019. Colburn was released from the lawsuit and, as part of the agreement, turned over all of the relevant case material, including audio of a meeting between him and Capps, O'Donnell, and Clendenin. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
President Trump is hitting key states ahead of the upcoming election, just over a week away, holding a rally in Manchester, New Hampshire, Sunday. Fox's David Spunt has the latest.
Now, on stage, the president talked about several things, including some of his foreign policy accomplishments, also talking about the economy pre-COVID. He also, though, talked about the opioid crisis that has plagued New Hampshire. Listen here.
Now, we got set back because when the plague came in, all of a sudden we're looking at a different thing. But we got it down 19%. I met with your police. We went to the precincts. For some reason, your drug problem, opioids, everything else, is greater than most other states proportionately.
You know, as for the pandemic, the U.S. set a record 85,000 cases in one day. Earlier this year, we were hearing 85,000 cases globally. This was just in one day, despite the increase in cases.
President also stopped and greeted people at a winery in Bangor, Maine, where he signed a pumpkin for a voter. 8:34, Steve and Ted. Let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A variety of new records are likely to be set today, both in terms of precipitation and how cold we are for this time of year. We will see a mix of rain, freezing rain, sleet, and some snow with a high 28. That will continue into tonight. Our low 25 and a wintry mix early Tuesday with a high 34. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Fog, mist right now, 26 degrees. North wind gusting to 28 miles per hour. Wind chill index is 13. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And it is time for entertainment news, the blur. Jed Chambers blurring today, but along with Jed, we've got Ted Woodward with us this morning. Ted?
I've missed the blur.
Well, what have you been doing for entertainment while you've been gone for 57 days?
Just making up my own thing.
There you go. Jed, what do you got first?
We'll start off with movies. The movie box office stacks up mostly the same in the last full weekend of October. Here's Fox's Ann Carrick.
Fox on film.
Honest Thief holds on to the top spot at the box office this weekend, pulling in almost $2.4 million for a three-week total of more than $7 million. The War with Grandpa stays in second, adding almost $1.9 million to its more than $9 million total. Tenet is in third place with $1.3 million this week and an eight-week total of $52.5 million, while The Empty Man slides into fourth place in its first week with almost $1.3 million. Rounding out the top five is The Nightmare Before Christmas in a re-release. The latest Bond film, No Time to Die, Daniel Craig's last outing as James Bond, is rumored to be headed to a streaming service. As of today, it's still headed to theaters in April 2021. MGM working behind the scenes on the best strategy for the latest in the James Bond series. Variety reporting the studio was floating a streaming deal for as much as $600 million, the price deemed too expensive, even for 007. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
War with Grandpa, that sounds good, huh?
Yeah.
War with Grandpa.
Things have been kind of bleak there at the box office.
Yep.
Really have been. Hey, Ted, did you watch all of the Universal Monster classics?
Oh, sure, yeah.
I've seen quite a few of them.
Quite a few of them. If you're anything like me, you might have thought that Bride of Frankenstein might have even been a little bit better than the original. What about you?
It's pretty good.
It really is. Well, now it's getting a reboot. I can't guarantee that that's going to be any good, but Scarlett Johansson's going to be starring in the updated movie. Here's Fox's Michelle Pollino.
Scarlett Johansson is set to star in the genre-bending film Bride, which is a takeoff of the classic character Bride of Frankenstein.
She's alive! Alive!
The film's logline reads, a woman created to be an ideal wife, the singular obsession of a brilliant entrepreneur.
The Bride of Frankenstein.
Rejects her creator and is forced to flee her confined existence, confronting a world that sees her as a monster. It is on the run that she finds her true identity, her surprising power, and the strength to remake herself as her own creation. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Pretty heavy.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah.
Of course, the best Bride of Frankenstein in movies was Madeline Kahn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
hands
and
down.
Young Frankenstein. That's she was the best, but
yep. That's why I have to agree, but I haven't seen any others.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak turned 74 years old today, guys.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I've pulled some classic audio. In an interview with ESPN, Sajak revealed some of those behind-the-scenes secrets. I have always loved this sound clip here.
Have you ever done Wheel of Fortune a little bit drunk?
Yes.
We had a different show then. You didn't win money. You won fake money with which you could buy cheesy prizes. It was the most boring 2 minutes in television. But because we had all those prizes, we had endless time between shows. So we had an NBC in Burbank. We had a place called Los Arcos across the street, and they served great margaritas. So we would go, Van and I would go across and have two or three or six, and then come and do the last shows and have trouble recognizing the alphabet. They're really good tapes to get hold of.
Well, that's the hazards of
two or three or six. Yeah. Yikes. That's incredible. Okay, well. So happy birthday to Pat Sajak, 74 years old today. We've also got Australian country singer Keith Urban turning 53 years old today. 11 studio albums, as well as one album with The Ranch. 37 singles in the U.S. Hot Country Songs chart. 18 of them are number one. I've heard so many people say they didn't even know he was Australian. But yeah, country singer Keith Urban, 53 years old today.
Yeah.
And, of course, we've got an interesting one today. And, Ted, this one is right up your alley.
Okay. This for Ted.
Yeah, that's right. Actress turning 75 years old today, Jacqueline Smith.
Hey, now.
That's right. Jacqueline Smith, one of Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's Angels, yeah.
75 years old today, so.
75.
See. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Incredible. Charlie's Angels, Jacqueline Smith, one of the Angels, 75 years old today. And it was on this day in movie theaters that we actually got a release on this day, opening on this day in 1984.
I'm a friend of Sarah Connor. I was told that she's here. Could I see her, please?
No, can't see her. She's making a statement.
Where is she?
Look, it may take a while. You want to wait? There's a bench over there.
I'll be back.
On this day in 1984, The Terminator. Yeah, first hit movie theaters on this day in 1984. So that's what we're celebrating today, The Terminator, and Pat Sajak's birthday, and Jacqueline Smith's birthday.
Hell yeah.
And that's what we have for entertainment today on The Blur. Of course, The Blur every weekday is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair, family-owned appliance repair. Serving customers in the Wichita area for more than 20 years. You can call Terry for an appointment, 316-409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Of course, Ted has been storing up his energy, and he's going to be blurring again here in a couple of days.
Yeah, that's the same warning I gave you guys during my COVID convalescence.
What was that?
I'll be back.
And here you are.
And here I am.
See? You're just like General MacArthur.
Mm-hmm.
You returned. All right, Ted, we'll check with you again here in a few minutes. Now, 8:42, Steve and Ted on the way. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal, changes for an art center in Wichita. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.